Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a beautiful part of a Van Halen song. One of my favorite parts of that song. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Russ Karpel is our guest. He's co-founder and CEO of Level Funded Health. Put a .com on Level Funded, at the end of Level Funded, and you'll find their website and how they approach healthcare solutions to help you provide healthcare for your employees and how to deal with the ravages of the Affordable Care Act, right, Russ?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's about, you know, saving on the cost and while being able to provide a great benefit still, and then obviously trying to keep compliant with the IRS, which is
right.
Unfortunately, the governing body that is overseeing the compliance of this beast of a piece of legislation.
Well, and I want you to talk to us a little bit about that. What are the specifics that all small business owners will have to comply with in terms of reporting beginning in 2016? Let's go with the ones from 49 and down. What are they going to have to do next year?
Yeah, from a compliance standpoint, if you have fewer than the 50 full-time employees, and full-time being defined as 30, again, 30 hours a week, there's really no burden on them to file anything with the IRS, nor do they have to, by law, offer a group health policy. So they're okay from that standpoint, although the rates, like I said, are skyrocketing on them. And the majority, even though they're not required to, do offer. So that's now.
It also has had the specter of Obamacare over the last several years, Russ. And this is what's been so sad. And one of the reasons why I think our economy has been languishing is the specter of not knowing just how ugly, just how hateful, just how destructive the Affordable Care Act was going to be has kept a lot of small businesses from growing beyond 49 employees.
Absolutely, absolutely, and the one thing too to the last question, the caveat is if they're a small business under 50 employees and they do what's called self fund or level fund their business, which is a hybrid of self funding and what they're in today, which can, by the way, save them significant dollars for the right group. They do have to report certain forms to the IRS at the end of the year. So I wanted to just make that clear.
All right, I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yep.
All right, what about over 50 employees?
So over 50, they do have, if they have over 50 full-time, they do have to offer it. They have no choice. And if they don't, they can get penalized. In most cases, from what we've seen with the IRS, it's, there's some nuances to it, but in most situations, about $2,000 per employee. If they don't offer it, and if they do, like I said, the premiums are still skyrocketing on those groups. Actually, not as bad, believe it or not, as the ones under 50, which is shocking. But they're still skyrocketing nonetheless, far outpacing the inflation.
So at $2,000 per employee, is that cheaper than providing coverage?
Typically, it's not. Typically, it won't
make you competitive, because that's the hateful part of this is you still have to pay $2,000, but nobody gets any benefit from it.
That's right. So you're again backed into a corner. A lot of those companies that hadn't been offering it 50 plus are typically in your service industries or certain industries where the margins aren't as attractive,
right.
And therefore there's a reason why they weren't offering it.
Like the restaurant and hospitality industry.
Exactly, and those industries just can't absorb it. There's not enough margin and overall profit in the business, so it's really a tough situation for a lot of these companies in certain industries. So, yeah, I mean that's the deal, and you hit the nail on the head that a lot of these companies they're getting approaching that 50th employee, and they don't know what to do, whether they should, you know, retract and not grow, you know, basically stunt their growth. So,
right. What do you recommend that they do?
So if it's a company
what are you doing for your clients?
Yeah, great question. If it's somebody that's straddling the line there, the hottest new thing in small group commercial health for anybody that has 100 or fewer full-time employees that they would like to enroll in a commercial health insurance plan, there's two situations going right now. Either they're in a plan they can't afford, or they're under 50 and they don't have it because they can't afford it. There's a principle that's been around for years, and it's called self-funding your benefits.
Right.
The unions, the government, the municipalities, the large companies.
Is this different from being self-insured?
It is self-funding at the core, but what it's called in the industry is level funding now, and it's a hybrid between what these unions and big companies have done for years and what these small businesses have done for years, which is by a traditional small group plan. So I won't get into all the mechanics.
Quickly, I got 30 seconds. Yeah. Tell me how it works in 30 seconds.
Yeah, they would basically put aside their own money up to a certain limit, and every month it's a fixed premium, call it $10,000, pick a number, and part of that premium, a portion of it goes to a stop-loss insurance policy.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, if it's 10 grand a month, it was 120 grand in total. Business will never pay more than 120 grand. If any claims come in over 120,000, the stop loss picks up every single dime over, and under ERISA law, which is where they're governed, they can use medical data, so the premiums are significantly lower.
I'm going to get you to come back and talk about this some more. Will you do that?
Absolutely.
Give us the website quickly one more time.
Levelfunded.com, LEVEL funded.com.
Thanks, Russ Carpel, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.